I'm going to acknowledge that you will hear two preachers this morning. Not only am I sharing how God spoke to me about this Lenten season, but I am also sharing Lenten faith wisdom from Robin King, minister for Bashaw and Pinoca United Churches. One of the original goals of Lent was to identify with Jesus' time in the wilderness, a time when, according to the Gospels of Matthew and Luke, Jesus went into the barren desert, fasted for 40 days, and was tempted by the devil. So for some, Lent is a time of darkness. Many Lenten hymns are sad and troubled. Stories focus on the struggles, those temptations, and the fear of what the devil represents. Lent begins with Ash Wednesday. Many Christians mark their foreheads with the sign of the cross in ash, with a call to repentance and the words, "Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return." A sound reminder of our humble, fragile mortality. But it's not all bad news, because returning to the dust of life means that we remember that we are connected, and we have the potential to grow together to create new possibilities. Think about it. The dust of earth contains the building blocks of life. And a recent scientific survey offers proof that you and I and the earth are made of stardust. Literally. That connects us to the universe too. The dust reference is also meant to remind us of Adam and Eve, and like them, we are created in the image of God and therefore inherently good. The word Lent comes from the Dutch word for spring and the German for long. And the name was adopted in the Middle Ages because the season occurred in the spring when days were getting longer and brighter and warmer, and things were starting to become alive and grow. Lent holds many possibilities of growing and goodness and learning. Let's take a look at the story that we revisit at the beginning of each season of Lent, why and how Jesus goes into the desert. We've tended to focus on the hardship and temptations in the story, fearing that devil and perhaps even fearing our own ability to resist temptation and stand by our beliefs. We have this mental image of Jesus being lost in the desert, weak and alone. And there may well be times when we can identify with that. But what if Jesus was neither of those things and went to the wilderness with a purpose? In the Gospel of Luke, Jesus had just been baptized, making a profession of faith and a public declaration that he would make life choices that were God-guided. Then, we are told, he was led by the Spirit into the wilderness. And when the experience is over, Jesus goes into his ministry in the power of the Spirit. Jesus was never truly alone. God was with him. The devil didn't stand a chance. In that same sense, we're never alone either. And that's particularly important when it comes to the purpose of Jesus' wilderness time and our own. It is entirely possible that Jesus went into the wilderness to find himself. In that time, always accompanied by God, Jesus considered long and hard how to refocus his living based on God's wish and dream for the world. It wasn't easy work. He wandered and wondered. He faced some challenges and had aha moments that helped him see his possibilities, his strengths, his way forward. He didn't have the best menu choices while he was there, but he received what he needed for body and soul and came out stronger because of it. Lent does not have to be all gloomy, but it does take work. This long 40-day stretch of time is a time when we too are asked to set aside time to be with God, to take a look at our life, to be brutally honest with ourselves. How are we really doing? In Paul's letter to the Romans, he he says that if we are honest about our faith, if we are brave enough to share how we live our faith, we will be saved. I will admit that I'm not a big fan of that word saved, but find for myself that if I recognize that it is a word drawn from the Latin for healing, it makes much more sense to me. If I am honest about my faith, my soul will be healed. If I say that I am following the ways and words of Jesus to make the world a better place, perhaps I can help heal the world one small place at a time. Jesus came out of that time of contemplation, stronger in his own soul. He emerged ready to make changes that he would share from his heart and with a strong voice. He chose to change how he lived so that others would listen and learn of God's love too. So, as we enter this time of Lent, I wonder if we can deliberately remember that we are never alone, that God will guide us, hold us, and listen with us as we look to do better and be better. What temptations to give ourselves power do we need to resist? God will help us do that. What words can we use to help bring God's dream of peace to the world? What words should we leave behind that hold people down instead of helping them up? What is a question that you could contemplate with God that will heal your soul? In this long, warming, amazing season of Lent that connects us with the earth, our ancestors, and our God, let's be open to asking questions and hearing answers. Together, let's be warming dust of the earth that will nurture new growth, new life, new church. Let's not be dull and gloomy. Let's be ready to accept what God offers us, to go where God sends us, to be some stardust in the light and life of the world. Spring is coming, and new life is on the horizon. Thanks be to God.